Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara, three lines from the top of Tzadik Amud Aleph. We are up to the words klipe, it goes into klipe remonim. So we are up to over there. The Mishnah told us that someone who is going to carry, someone who determines how large it's going to be for carrying out. If you're carrying out klipe, it goes in. If you're coming out net shells, klipe remonim. If you're carrying pomegranate seeds, sitim upua, two different types of things used to produce plants, then the shear is going to be kidelitzba beged kata, and the shear is going to be the equivalent to dye a small garment. That what we mentioned before, that this garment that was put on a woman's hairnet. So then the Gemara continues. So the Gemara asks, though, we have a stira though. The Braisa tells us, Hamotzi simanim shriyim kidelitzba ben dugma la'ira. That the Braisa tells us that someone who carries out herbs that were soaked in water is going to be chayav if the equivalent to shear is to dye a sample size of a stopper for a type of shuttle of a loom. And this was referring to the small swath of wool that people used to use, the weaver used to lose to place on the loom as a color sample. The herbs were soaked in water because this is how it prepares the dyes. So now the Gemara assumes that this bracelet is giving us a much smaller shear than that of the Mishnah. So the Gemara is wondering which is correct. So Rav Nachman Bar Avuha said that really the answer in the case of the soaked dye is the measure for being chayiv is really smaller because a person doesn't go to the trouble of soaking the herbs just to dye for a shuttle of the loom. He's only going to do that in a more significant garment, and that's referring to our Mishnah. However, the herbs that we're talking about in the Braisa, they're ready to use for the dye, the measure is going to be smaller. Yeah, there's going to be an amount that's going to be sufficient for any dye sample. Now the Mishnah, we're analyzing the Mishnah, said Merag Lion. When it comes to urine, this was one of the things that is used as detergent to clean out things on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara now elaborates, the Gemara says, Tana Meraglayim ad bein arbaim yom. The Braisa taught us that urine, which we're talking about, has to be at least 40 days old to use as a detergent. And Rashi points out, and here Rashi in Sanhedrin, Lakuti Rashi, that it becomes very sour, machmitz masriach, Rashi's lashon is, that it becomes sour and very smelly. So that's how Rashi understands. Tosfos disagree, they understand, based on the Gemara Nida that says, that when it comes to urine smelling, over there using as a cleansing agent, when it comes to over there in Hilchos Nida getting rid of the stain, it's taught that after 3 days is no longer useful. So Tosfos therefore interpret the Gemara, that means urine is effective up to 40 days. It doesn't even smell after less than that, but up to 40 days you're allowed to use it. More than that would be a problem. Yet the mamish the opposite of how Rashi understands. Okay, machlokas harada. Now the Gemara says, Neser, when it comes to Natron, the Tana Neser, Alexander Vanilla Neser, on Patirin, that the Braisa taught us that Radafka talking about the Alexandria natron and not the natron of Patrice, a different place. Rashi says is the name of a place. This was somewhere up in the Galil, that's what they point out. So what is the difference between the two? Apparently the Alexandria natron exists in a mineral form in Egypt, so that is over there, and natron made in our Patirin Eretz Yisrael is made from plants, so that's Afka, the difference between these two types of natron. Boris, what is the, now the Gemara is going to discuss, what is Boris in the Mishnah? Amar Rav Yehuda Zechol, this is referring to sand. The Gemara asks, what is it? Vatanya Boris Zechol. The Braisa says that it says Boris and sand, clearly showing that Boris and sand are two different things. So the Gemara says, right? So therefore, I love my Boris kabirasa. Boris is a type of sulfur. The Gemara asks that we have a kasha on this. The Gemara says, "Meisi, we have a kasha on the Braisa that says hasifa len hachalbitzin va'alina va'boris va'al." They added to these type of plants and wormwood, Boris and aloe. So kibriyasa. Now if you think that Boris is sulfur, kibriyasa mi'isa b'shvias. Is sulfur going to have the laws of shvias v'atanya? Really, really, we switch up the gear, so it should be v'atanya. The Braisa tells us, ze'akal kol sheyesh l'ikar yesh lo shvias. This is the rule. Whatever has a root, grows roots, is going to have shvias. V'she'in lo ikar, in lo shvias. Whatever does not have a root, does not have shvias. So that wouldn't apply so why would it be subject to the rule of shvias? So the Gemara now says, Elamai Boris, so what is Boris? Must be Allah, it's Allah. So the Gemara asks, what's Allah? Batanya, Boris, Allah. But before the Gemara says it, the Gemara says that there's a Braisa which also says Boris and Allah. So Boris is not the same thing as Allah. So the Gemara then says, you're right, Trey Gavn Allah. There's two types of Allah. Boris is one, and that's referred to as Allah, that's one, and then Allah is going to be the other. So now the Gemara says, now, Kumilia. What is Kumilia? Amar Rav Yehuda Shloftot. Rav Yehuda says, Shloftot's lily pulling out, sticking in. Rashi says that this is a type of detergent which we don't know what it is. That's what Rashi doesn't know, and he says, I don't know what Shloftot is. So now the Gemara Nalis goes to the fifth detergent mentioned in the Mishnah, Ashlag. The Ashlag, Amar Shmuel, Shaltarlacho Nafta Yamai asked all the people go in the sea. Vyamrilai Shaunina Shmei Mishtabek Benukva de Margarinasa. They told me its name is Shonina, and it's found in the type of holes of a pearl. Umafkile Biramsa de Parzala. And they remove it with this type of iron skewer. And apparently this is something that's loosely going to be coming out of a based on the description over here. It's something that's produced by seaweed, and that goes in place of seaweed where pearls are found. And maybe this natron and other soap were produced from this ashlag, from this type of seaweed residue. Now the Gemara so we're up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says pilpel. When it talks about pepper, so Rashi points out that this is not the normal pepper that people use in I guess any place was in Europe, but over here this is not the normal pepper. This is talking about a different pepper. Why is that? Because Bepashas, we saw before that someone is going to be chaya for carrying a pepper only if it's if it's enough to create seasoning. That's what the Mishnah told us before, and we saw it before in Petesim Beis. So if that's the case, and over here the Mishnah is about to say v'itran, and when it comes to also tar kolshu, that both of them are you're going to be chayav any amount. So Rashi makes sense that this is not the normal pepper. Now the Gemara continues. Mina b'samim minei matakos kolshu. When it comes to different types of spices or different types of metal, you're going to be chayav if you take out any amount, even if a small amount is going to be considered useful. The Gemara is going to explain what the purpose of what exactly was so useful about small amounts. When it comes to the stones of the mizbech or the earth, the ground, the actual ground from there, the chips of the stone that come out the mizbech, that also you're going to be chayav mekach svarim. We're first going to quote Mishnah quotes another thing first. Mekach svarim, mekach matbot chayim. So the mekach over here, Rashi points out, it's the type of it's when svarim become ruined through like a worm that's like eating away at it, so it like decays and it ruins the svarim. Same thing when it comes to straps. Kolshu, you're going to be chayav any amount. Why? Because Rashi, so the Mishnah points out, because shematznei no son legonzer, because you put them away in their storage houses. That Rashi says that when it comes to holy things that are written, right, like svarim and things like that, were rare. Right? That's the concept of a geniza. You put them in a respectable place, therefore they have to put away. The lashon geniza is usually just a special chamber. That's where they used to put it away. These genizas we found from the times of, right, the Cairo geniza, the famous one, from 1,000 years ago, the time of the Rambam. They have stuff mamish from the Rambam over there. However, the minhag nowadays is not necessarily putting geniza in like a storage chamber. Rather, we put it, minhag nowadays is just to bury all the things that get ruined or you don't plan on using. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Afa Matzim, Mishmash, Avodah Zara, Kol Shir. Rabbi Yehuda says that anyone who takes out accessories for Avodah Zara is going to be chayav any amount. Shneim, the pasuk says, V'loibak, B'yadcha, Mumam, Menacherim, don't take anything which is with you from your hand, which implies that any small amount is going to be significant and then it's therefore going to be usher. Rashi points out also, this is so sad, they did what we saw before, that when it comes to the Gemara says over there that someone's going to be exempt if you take out accessories for Avodah Zarah. So Rashi just points out that this Rabbi Yehuda is against that shita that we saw in the previous Mishnah. Now the Gemara now says pilpelas kolshu. We said that taking out pepper is going to be any amount. The Gemara says, my chazer, what's the use of this pilpelas, of this pepper? The Gemara says over here, the recha pepper apparently is very strong, and it was a type of mouthwash is what they use instead of mouth. They didn't have mouthwash, so they were using this pepper to make your mouth smell very good. Itran kolshu, when it comes to tar, any amount, the Gemara says, Mayachazia, what is tar used for? Litzlichasa. Apparently, a person actually points to describe something that seems like a headache, that if a person has a headache, that you would take up, you would be able to take this tar, you smell this tar, apparently a very strong smell, would be able to get rid of your headache. Mishnah continues, Minev is summon kolshu, if you had any type of spices, any amount. Now the Gemara quotes a brisa, Taner Rabbanan, a motzi riach kolshu. If someone takes out any substance which has a very, very bad smell, you're going to be chayav any amount of it. Why? Because Rashi points out that even a small amount of this is very useful, because apparently they would take off the shadim and bad spirits of sick people and children with this smelling thing, even a very small amount of it. Shemen tov kolshu. So also when it comes to fragrant oil, we saw the Gemara Brachos that mentioned fragrant oil that was added with spices, that also is going to be any amount, because they're useful even in a small amount. Argaman kolshu, when it comes to this purple dye, any amount. Rashi points out the argaman over here, even Bahashis, he assumes that it had some fragrance also, because everything else here in the list has fragrances also. And a type of a young rose, or Shaila, exactly. The Aruch explains maybe it's an unopened rose, others explain of Haigon that explains that it's an artificial made of dyed cotton. Whatever it is, you're going to be chayav also a very small amount, because every small amount would be considered significant. Now, Mine Matachas Kosher, we learn in the Mishnah also that any kinds of metal is going to be any amount. So the Gemara asks, L'may chaza, what are these metals, what are they good for? What can you use them for? So the Gemara answers, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shekin, Roy, Lazar, Zmeno, Dar, Ban, Chatan. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, because you can use a small amount, or is able to use to make a small nail, so therefore, it is going to have a purpose. So then the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabban, according to the Hemsha, another Brisa, which talks about a different shear. Now we've been discussing the minimum shear for Shabbos. Now we're discussing the minimum shear for donations to the base of Mikdash. Omer Arayalai Barzel. Someone says I can take up himself to bring iron to the base of Mikdash. To the over here we're talking about Bedek Abayis, to the treasury of the base of Mikdash. Acherim Omrim. Acherim usually refers to Meir. Meir never have a mission. Or Baisu refers to Acherim. So the verse says, you have to bring at least a piece of iron that's one arm long or one arm wide. Anything less than that is not going to be considered useful. Therefore, it would not be a fulfillment of your neder, of your vow, to bring that to the base of Middash. So the Gemara now asks, so what is this size of piece useful for? My says, Amar Rav Yosef, Lekaya, or of this feet, that you could make it into something that you used to use to get rid of ravens. Rashi describes it, these type of little things that you used to put on top of the roof of the base of Middash in order that these ravens and these birds wouldn't come and plop themselves over there. The Lamaisim, now people who have been to the Kotel know that that also exists. They put those little things in the inside of the Kotel there. They have a lot of them in order they don't want all these pigeons and birds to come bother people and use the bathroom over there. So they have these very simple things to get rid of these animals, get rid of these pigeons and ravens. The Gemara now says, "V'ikad Amrei." Some say the Braisa was lush and the Braisa was a little different. It comes to the same conclusion. They explain that you shouldn't give an amount that's used to get rid of the ravens. How much was the amount they used to put to get rid of the ravens? What was that shear? The Gemara says, this was one amma by one amma. Now the Gemara continues the Braisa. Someone who's bringing copper shouldn't have been less than amount that's equal to one ma of silver. Just in general, if someone wants to compare different shear, I always have a mnemonic that I made myself, I use it to remind myself, is Sadam Pap Dovavach. Sela Dinar Ma Pundion Iser, and the last pay is pruta, and then dovavach is this simanim in the middle. So meaning one sela is going to be dalet, is going to be four dinars, and so on and forth. Dovavach with a dalet vav bez chaf. To remember that mnemonic, it's a very helpful mnemonic. Just remember if you want to compare the different shears. So for example, a ma, let's say a ma is going to be 1/6 of a dinar. Six, right? A dinar is going to be 6 ma. So one ma is 1/6 of that. So then it would be 1/24 of a sela. If you want to just compare it to different amounts of the currency of the mishnayos. Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Lezer Omer. Rabbi Lezer says, lo yivchos mitzinur ktanos on nechoshes. A person shouldn't give less than a small copper fork. The Gemara explains, my chaza, what's this fork used for? Rabbi shemechatin ba saptilos mekankon nerush. For this, they would use it to cut around and trim the wicks of the menorah, and also clean up the lamps of the menorah as well. Mekak svarim, mekak matpechos. So when the scrolls are getting ruined by the worms, and also with the trillin straps, also the straps of these things that you have to put away. So the Gemara now discusses Rabbi Yudah mekak de sifri, the mekak type of worms of scrolls, tachach de shirai, tachach worms of silk. These things are coming into silk. And ve'ilah de'anvei, the ilah worms of grapes, uped de'teini, and the pet worms of figs, uvehei derimoni, the hay worms, these types of things that they call them, for pomegranates, kusa, going to be extremely dangerous. If a person swallows any of these things, they are extremely dangerous. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Hotz mitzvah havi asid kamei Rabbi Yochanan." There was a certain student who was before Rabbi Yochanan. Havi ka'achal te'ena. He was eating these figs. Amar lei. He suddenly said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Rabbi, kotz niyesh b'teinim. There are thorns in the figs." Amar lei, "Kat lei pei leden." Rabbi Yochanan says that he was actually having these deadly worms. He said these worms are going to kill you. So some say it was not to him. Maybe it was the fear and curse. Rabbi Yochanan was saying this to someone else. Amar lei. He said rather saying it for someone else. Either way, the guy, these are extremely dangerous. That was just illustrating how dangerous these things were. Now continue the Mishnah. If someone takes that, Rashi says it's the person who walks around with mochrei besamim, people who sell fragrances. If you walk out with them on Shabbos, afal pi sheyesh ben minin harbe, even though there are many different species in one box, enu chayav alachatas achas, you're only going to be chayav one chatas. A very important Tosus over here. Tosus ask, what's the chiddush over here? We know that a person is kotzer and then chozer v'kotzer, then is going to be pater. What's the chiddush over here? Then obviously you should be only chayav one. Where bevas achas, the guy is carrying multiple things in one box, so for sure should be pater. So Tosus answers. Tosus says, because I would have thought over here that, let's say they first told the guy that, you had coconut perfume, and then he brought the chatas, and they told him, by the way, oh, we forgot to tell you, there was also orange smell, an orange perfume. So then, maybe you should have to bring another one. So it says, we see that it's only because he did it, bevasachas, it was only considered one, carrying. So, that's what the Tosos say, and the Chabrina Rav, as a tzal, and he says, for a raya from this Tosos about a very important shayla that happens a lot of times. A person has to go, let's say a woman is giving birth labor on Shabbos, and or a person has to drive for whatever reason, but he's not able to take a non-Jewish cab, or if a person has to drive for Shabbos for Pekuach Nefesh, can he bring more than what he needs? Can he bring, let's say, Kiddush for grape juice or things like that? So So the Shemini Rav wants to bring a raya from the fact that we see over here that if you take multiple things in one car, it's considered one yitzia. So maybe that's very similar to Tosa saying that's only chayv one chatas, it's only one maisa. If it's only one maisa, then you adding to it, normally there's an isra to add, it's called shiurim. Didir abanan, a person not allowed to add to things when a person has a heter pikuach nefesh. She says maybe over here it wouldn't apply, and therefore you'd be allowed to add to it. A very fascinating, about it. It's a very big shaila about whether or not we could apply this, but that would be a very interesting limud from what he learns from the Tosos and coming out of the sugya over here. And then the Chavetz Chaim brought down just a shaila about, let's say a guy for sure, he's carrying in the right hand, but he wants to bring, he's working, I think it was for the Russian army, he has to anyway violate Chum Shabbos and carrying, can he take his tefillin as well? Because he's not going to have it the rest of the week. So the Chavetz Chaim wanted the time, though maybe it's only going to be the Isser of Shirin, Machlokas Rishonim, but there's only the Derabanan, and then you have the Din Derabanan of carrying. Chavetz Chaim wanted to be making in that situation, even where you're going to carry it in another hand, that's much more chummer than where you're carrying in the car, whether you're driving in the car where it's only one carrying. Okay, otherwise, now the Mishnah continues. When it comes to garden seeds, pachas mikragaris is going to be chayv, even if it's less than a normal shear of a fig. Why is that? Because the minimum shear is going to be, and we see that not everything is the same. So these are going to be more chashuv, so they're going to be less than that of a dried fig, because we view it as each individual thing, because we view it as each individual one is more chashuv. So then we have also Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra Omer Chamisha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Machmir, he says even up to five seeds, which even smaller than the shear of less than a gregaris, he holds that one's going to be chayv for that, because even that is going to be chashuv, even as few as five seeds. Now turning on to the next Talmud, Zera Kishuin. What about cucumber seeds? Shnayim, we're going to be chayv for taking out just two seeds. Rashi says these are even more chashuv than the seeds that we've seen previously. These are more chashuv, and going to be chayv even a smaller share of two seeds. Even taking out two is going to be considered a significant carrying. Zera Diluin, what about gourd seeds? Shnayim, we're going to be chayv if you take out two. Zera Pulamitzro, Egyptian beans. Shnayim, we're going to be chayv for two seeds also. Chagav Chaytar, what about live kosher locust animal? Kosher, we're going to be chayv on the smallest share. Why is that? Because Rashi points out, based on the Sefer of the Mishnah, we're going to see what Rabbi Yehuda discusses it. It's going to be the shear, because that's what you use for children to play with. So it's chashuv if it's a toy for your child. So then the smallest amount is also going to be chayav. Mace, what about if it's a dead kosher locust? Kigugar, it's going to be equivalent to a shear of a fig. That's the sheet of the Tanakama. Tzipor is karmen ben chayav ben mesa. When it comes to a bird of literally the board of the orchids, but it's really referring to a type of locust, whether it's alive or dead, you're going to be chayav on kolshu. Why? Because it's used for healing. As I mentioned before, the shir refuah, if that's what you need, then it's going to be a kolshu, even the smallest amount, because that is people use that to heal, so that's considered chashuv, the moment that it's something used to heal. Rabbi Yehuda says, that even if someone takes it alive, not kosher locust, kolshu is going to be chayav, whatever size it is, because people store a live locust for a child to play with, and he assumes even a non-kosher one. So what's a machlokas, the Tanakama, and the Chachamim? The Gemara is going to discuss it. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're not kosher, so we're going to eat it, as Tanakama is going to hold that, no, only for a kosher one people would use it, because you would be afraid, let's say the kid would accidentally eat it. However, when it comes to the other ones, we're not afraid, so therefore it's going to be bigger share, because it's not used as a toy for a child. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, we have a steer, though, Raminu. We have a steer with the following mission. The mission says, Zeva v'chol adak, if someone takes out fertilizer and fine sand on Shabbos, kedilazabel kelach shal kruv, he's going to be chayav if it takes enough to fertilize one stalk of cabbage. Divrei Rabbi Kiva, that was what Rabbi Kiva says. V'chacham omrim kedei lezabel kresha. The Chacham says there's enough to fertilize one single leek. We see the Mishnah, though, that it's going to determine something that's going to be chayav to taking out even a plant that grows from a single seed. Our Mishnah says that a single garden seed is not enough to say that someone's going to be chayav. So there's a stira. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa Hazria. The Mishnah, the earlier Mishnah we're talking about, that's referring to when someone already has a seed that's been planted. So then the amount needed to fertilize is going to be chashuv. A person is not going to chubbleize to single one growing plant. So if he takes out the fertilizer sand for even a single plant, they're going to be chayav. However, hadal azria, in the case of in our Mishnah, over here, we're talking about a case where a person hasn't planted yet, so therefore, if you didn't even start the process yet, you're not going to bother to take one single seed for planting, therefore you're not going to be chayav. So if it's already planted, then it's kosher for you to have more. If it's not, then if you already planted, then it's going to be a much smaller share, because you'd be willing to use a smaller share, because to increase your field once it's already started the process, then would be much more machmir what the shear would be. Now the Mishnah also says Zera Kishuin. When it comes to cucumbers, the Gemara now says a quote of Brisa, Tanur Vanan. So if someone takes out date pits, you're going to be chayv. If they're meant for planting, you're going to be chayv only if you take a tube. Using two, that is the fewest number that people use to plant dates. Imla achila, however, if you're using them for feeding animals, b'mlo pichazer, you're going to be chayav to take much of the size of a pig's mouth. And we're asked, how much is the shear of a kamal pichazer? What is the shear of a pig's mouth? Full Gemara says, achas, one pit would be that shear. Imla hasik, the rest of continues, in the hasik, if the pits are meant for lighting a fire, kidei levashel beitzakal, you're going to be chayav, enough we saw before, to to cook a fig's worth of an easily cooked egg, which we pointed out that was a chicken's egg. Im lechesbon, if they're used for keeping track of something, like Rashi points out, if a person is giving a number of coins to keep track of something instead, so they'll give a number of dates to see how much money you gave, so every 100 they'll give you a date pit, then you're going to be chayv to take out shtayim, which is two pits. Because that's the amount they use for counting. Others say, no, chamesh, you need to have five pits, because only that amount is going to be a thing that people usually use as their memory. However, less than that, you don't necessarily need to remember it. What do I need? Two different things. That's easy to remember. I don't need to have these pits in place of, like, tokens as a place to how much I paid you. So the Gemara continues to the price. Where's the Tanur Rabbanan Hamotzi? Shnei Minim Mezanav Asusim Mezanav Apar. Someone takes out just even two small hairs from a head, from the tail of a horse, the tail of a cow, you are going to be chayv. You're going to be liable. Why Shabbat Dino Solan Shimon? Because people store these two hairs when they make traps. I should point out making traps for birds, since they use those two traps. So therefore, it's chashiv. We're going to be chayv on Shabbos. Make sure chazer. If someone takes out the stiff hair of a pig, achas is going to be chayv. If you take out one. Tzurik Dekel, someone takes out palm leaves, shtayim, you're going to be taking out two of them. Because these two things were used for weaving baskets, two of them are considered the minimum, which is called chashiv. Tzurik Dekel, if you take out palm vines, achas, you're going to be chayiv taking out even just one. Those things are also made from different materials that would help you wrap around the tree. Those things were, even just one, would be chashiv enough to be chayiv on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah continues to porous krabim ben chayim ben mesa kolshu. Someone takes out a bird, the orchids, whether it's alive or dead, you're going to be chayiv. And then that was because of the purpose of healing. The Mernah says, "What are they doing?" The Torah says, "What are they doing with this bird of orchids?" And the Mernah says, "Amarav pilai biari." It's pilai biari. What is that? So the Mernah is going to discuss what they used to do with it. Amar Abaye, Mishtacham Bedikla Dechad Navrav Avdele Chukma. It was a type of locust that was on a palm with a single vine, and they would use it to gain knowledge. Achile lepalga demina palga de smola ramile begosin achsha. One side they would eat the half, and then the other side they would throw it in a type of copper tube. Vechasimle beshtikin gushdapne vitale beivra de smola. The tube would then be sealed with 60 seals, which they point out is lav dafka, just to show that it's a very significant amount of seals. You don't actually need 60 full seals. And then they would hang it on his left arm. Simanai, how to remember this? Lev chacha, the minute of lev seal of smolo. The smart person is guides him on his right, whereas a fool guides him on his left. So we're using over here, this is reminding us that someone who wants to counteract your foolishness, you should hang the tube on the left side. And if a person does this situation, where he puts the tube on his arm, and you do it in the right way, then you're going to acquire as much knowledge as you want. So then you're going to be able to learn as much as you want, and the second half will allow you to retain your knowledge, and then you have to eat the other half of the locust. If you don't do this, then you're going to forget all the learning that you had in the first half. Apparently, this is a gula, a way to remember things. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afa Motzir, he says, even if take out whether it's kosher or non-kosher. So the Gemara discusses the machlokas now between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. And the Gemara says, Tanakama Savar Law, So the Tanakhama holds that no one is going to put aside the non-kosher animals to play with. Why not? So the Gemara says, my Tama, we alluded to this in the Mishnah already. What's the reason for that? Dilma Achilai, because we are afraid that the child is going to eat the locust. He's going to violate the din of eating the locust, and therefore non-kosher locust is Daraisa, and therefore we do not let him have it. So the Gemara asks, Hachitar Nami, if that's the case, then a live kosher animal also should be a problem. Maybe he'll eat it live. And we know that's going to be the Isser over here. And the Gemara says, Taha, Rav Kanavik, what's the proof that this usher to have live locusts? We're going to see in a moment. It's not because of Eber Minachai. Eber Minachai can only happen from things that require shechita. If a locust doesn't require shechita, they're not going to be chayav. Same thing when it comes to a fish. If a person eats a live fish, you're not going to be chayav Eber Minachai. Rather, we're going to see right now in a moment what chayav you be, what Isser you'd be violating in the Torah. One time Rav Kana was standing before Rav, Avikamavar Shoshvina Apume. He was walking with a type of locust in his mouth. Amar Le, and Rav said to him, Shatle, take it off. Why? People are going to look and they're going to think you're violating the halacha of to not make your, literally make your souls disgusting, not to be disgusting things and having disgusting foods. So we see that from Rav's through the eating a live locust over here, even if they're kosher, is going to be violating the Isra Daraisa. Well, that's a Shaila. Is this a smacht of Alma of Baal Teshaktu? Is this the real Isra Daraisa? Or is it maybe, is only a smacht of Alma Banan? Or is it a real Isra Daraisa? It's Machlokas we've shown him whether this is Mamish and Isra. Either way, it's Usra. The same thing with eating fish. If someone eats a live fish, not Chayav Eber Nachai. Again, Eber Nachai are only going to be Chayav if it's something that requires Shechita. But either way, you're still violating whether it's a Did the Right or a Daraisa, you're doing violating a Chamer Isra by eating something that is live. Now the Gemara says, "Ilo dema ma'is v'achilei." So the Tana Kama is afraid when it comes to the locust of a non-kosher animal, then what's the problem then? So, we're afraid it's going to die. Once it dies, so you don't eat shechita, so if it dies, then it's mutter to eat it. If it dies, then we're afraid that the child will then eat it, and he's eating then a non-kosher animal, and then we have the gzeir. So therefore, a person will only make toys out of let the children play with the kosher animal, and not the non-kosher animal, because if the kosher animal dies, okay, so then the kid will eat it. That would not be an isser. However, if it's when it comes to the kosher animal, when the non-kosher animal, dies, it's a problem. Now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Imais, if the locust will die, katan misbed safilei, the child will get depressed over it. He's going to be so depressed. It's his little toy, it's his little pet. Apparently, used as like a little pet doll that they had nowadays. So therefore, you're not going to be afraid that he's going to eat it. So it's not going to be a problem. So therefore, we could allow you both live the kosher and the non-kosher. With that, we finish Hachalach on Rabbi Kiva, Hachalach on Rabbi Kiva, Hachalach on Rabbi Kiva. Now we're Amar Rabbi Kiva. Now we're up to the Abtinil Azera. Not really much of an introduction. Very 3 seconds. Mamish says that basically we said before that someone's going to be chayav the malacha of carrying of otzah of transferring from one place to the other. If the Gemara was basically all listing all the different shirim, what the minimum size for all these things were. So now the Mishnah is going to say that under certain circumstances, even the minimum shir that we just said before is going to be way less if you give chashivas to that. As the Mishnah is about to start, amatznil azera, if someone stores for the purpose of planting ledugma, or he was using a small amount to use as a sample to show for his customers, or the rafua, or you're using it for medicine. All these cases, in all these cases, if you take it on Shabbos, chayav b'kol shu, you're going to be chayav any amount because you showed chashivas for a much smaller amount. For you, you are going to be chayav on the much smaller than the standard. What all these things are different standards, and for you, the standard is going to be much lower because you showed chashivas as v'chol adam. And all people, however, are going to be ein chayav ala kashira. Even for you, if you did this, if you stored it, even if someone else takes that very thing and carries it, is only going to be chayav on the regular amount because for him it wasn't chashiv, only for you it was chashiv. Chazer v'echnis, however, if a person also, even if a person then stored it in a regular way, so he didn't use it of a special way of a storage, so then even for him, the share reverts back to the regular din. Only when chayav for the prescribed amount, since you decided that you weren't going to plant it now, you've taken away the chashivas that you had for it, and you only be chayav if you take the amount normally people take out with. Now the Gemara starts off with a question. The Gemara says, why did the Tana have to tell you the lesson of a matzniya that someone was storing it in for the purpose of planting? Just say the person is taking out in order to plant. If I know that if a person is taking out for plant, that's chashivas enough. Why do you have to say matzniya that you store it to show that it's chashiv? If as long as I'm taking it out to plant, or I'm using it as a sample of medicine, chayav kosher. Going to be chayav. Why do you have to use the lashon of matzniya, which again is showing its chashivas, but the fact that you're doing it for a chashiv purpose is enough, the Gemara is bothered by it. So Gemara now answers Amar Abaye. Abaye says that the Tana would agree. That's true, but the Gemara says, so in this situation over here, the person actually stored it, and then he forgot why he stored it. He forgot if he wanted it for something chashiv, and now he decides to take it out with any particular intent on Shabbos, turning on to the next summer. The same, I would have thought the following, maybe because he has no idea why he's taking it out. You no longer need to worry about it, and it's not, and then we're not be chayav on the kol shir, rather only be chayav on the regular shir. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah is therefore teaching kol osel das rishono osel, that a person who is doing something in this situation is doing it for his original intent, and therefore it's going to retain his original status, and the person will be chayav for transferring it even on this smaller shir. Okay, we'll pick up Emir Tzashem from Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel tomorrow.